There's so many reasons to admire what she did over the years. She speaks to so many people in a way that's touching for anyone on the human condition. You know, she's certainly noted as both in her accomplishments as a woman and as an African-American, but also speaking to those who have survived incest and rape, people just in general. She has so much to offer, and I think for people who don't appreciate poetry and literature, her ability to use language in ways that are attainable in sharing those human moments are deeply meaningful. She's also a voice for injustice and a voice for humanity. It's a big loss to letters and to our society in general.
You listed a lot of accomplishments and what she's known for. What do you think she's most accomplished for? Is it indeed the writing itself? I know she's even directed movies.
She's done everything. she was a dancer. She was a diplomat. She was an activist. She was a professor. She's done so much. But I think what will last the longest will be her memoir and her writing, her social consciousness as it comes through her personal story that touches on so many different eras of change in the 20th century. I think she's 86. So she went from, the 1930s through a vast change globally and was a part of that change for our country with her social activism and political activism for African Americans, for women, and she did work in Ghana. She's, critical within the civil rights movement as a voice, and then continuing that, working with and being an example for young people. There's a tremendous interview she did on Sundance's Iconoclast with Dave Chappelle where she spoke of anger. And said that, there's a difference, basically, there's a difference between anger and bitterness, and there's no place for bitterness. Bitterness is like a cancer, but sometimes anger is appropriate. And she was always addressing language. She had a huge issue with maintaining the N-word, for example, that there was no place in the lexicon for that word because of the implications, and there was no argument for her that would say that it was being changed or owned by African Americans using it in a different way, and she made that point with Dave Chappelle really well. I mean, she just, everything, conscious language and literature were her loves, and I think a lot of young people engage with literature because and certainly poetry because of her example. And I think a lot of other people do because her language is still so attainable and her message was so important that it's easy to connect with her work and feel that you had something of yourself in it, no matter who is reading it.